Osweiler takes a shotgun snap. Pressure starts to break down. Osweiler has the ball, knocked free.
The Broncos let one slip away against the Raiders as they fall to 10-3 on the season. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, the Broncos offense was 0-for-3 in the red zone. After the game, Brock Osweiler took responsibility for that. How much of finding the end zone is on the quarterback?
You know, the quarterback gets a lot of responsibility for all those. And obviously when you get down there in the red area, things get tighter. And so the throws become tougher down there. And so, you know, we had some opportunities. You got to be able to run the ball in the red zone too. We didn't do a very good job doing that. So, I think that, we got to get better there, obviously. You know, but I think being down there four times, not getting in the end zone was not the excuse. I think we have to play better in that second half. We didn't do much in the second half, which, ultimately cost us the game.
In years past, it's been the offense sort of picking up the defense the other way around this year. How much do you feel like the offense needs to take ownership of what they're doing now?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. Anytime you have a defense like we do have, that obviously has got a lot of attention, and rightfully so, with the numbers that they're putting up and where they're ranked, so they get talked about a lot. I think a lot of times we become too reliant on one phase or the other, and we've done that a little bit with the defense. And I think offensively, as you mentioned, we have to take care of ourselves. We take pride in what we're doing and do a better job.
Okay, well, the players talk about turning the page. We'll do the same thing when we come back on LA Access.
Throwing right over the middle. That is complete to Antonio Brown.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Here's the draw. Murray takes the handoff, and he's not going to go anywhere. In fact, he'll lose yardage.
Welcome back to LA Access. The Broncos take their top-ranked defense on the road this week against the number two-ranked offense. How do you see this matchup playing out, and how tough was it to slow down the Steelers?
Well, they're obviously a great football team. They're playing very well right now. I think they're 8-5, and they're playing very well. So, the last 3 weeks they've been hot. I think they've scored 30 points or more the last three or even 4 weeks. So we're going to get tested. Plus, we're out there, and we're going to have to deal with the noise. And so, it's going to be a great test for us, and hopefully we can bounce back off of last week's loss.
Ben Roethlisberger is on record saying that he wears number 7 because of you. What's it like to know that you've had such an influence on this generation of quarterbacks?
Well, it makes me feel a little bit old, but I think that, anytime you have a guy like Ben and the career that he's had and going to continue to have in this league, it's always very humbling that you have guys that look at you that way. So it's nice of him to say that. But, he's a guy that's had a lot of success in this league and a guy that we're going to have to deal with on Sunday.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.